An evening of lively, smart conversation and jazz. Join me, John Williams, for a live taping of the Mincing Rascals podcast, Robert's Pizza, and Jazz, Wednesday, June 12th, 6 to 8 at Winter's Jazz Club in Streeterville. Tickets at WGNRadio.com/rascals.
By the way, just a quick note before speed jokes. One of you sent us the sign that you have at your rehabilitation facility. Regina and another woman, I forget her name, but mostly I corresponded with a lady named Regina, and they do, for people who have neurological injuries and other injuries, they have a physical rehabilitation place. She said there's a lot of pain here, and speed jokes are really helpful to us. So they turned the radio up for speed jokes, and they even sent us a picture of the sign they have in their facility. And in a big piece of paper with bold letters, it says, "No talking during the jokes."
That's great.
I want you to put up a sign that promotes listening to speed jokes in your office, workplace, shop, school, kitchen, dashboard, wherever it is that you listen to us, that says speed jokes at 10:38, no talking, do not disturb, something like that. Send us a picture of it, and we'd like to share it on my Facebook page and the WGN radio pages. Next week, we will celebrate the four-year anniversary of this silly little bit.
Wow.
March 23rd, which is Saturday, is the actual day that we have been doing it for 4 years. And since we're not on Saturday, Monday, we will make an announcement about our next Speed Jokes anniversary party, which you will be given a chance to go to. We'll announce our second annual Speed Jokes anniversary party on Monday. You'll want to be listening this time on Monday for details about that. And one last note about jokes before we do our jokes. Dean Jackson wrote in to say, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been over 3 weeks and 13 jokes since my last one was read out loud on WGN radio. I have had bad thoughts about King John ever since. And I am sorry for this and all of my sins, of which there are plenty. I will say three Hail Marys and a glory be if he would just read one of my jokes again. I'm feeling guilty about your kids watching." And then here's his joke. "Feeling guilty about your kids watching too much TV. Just mute it and put on subtitles and boom, now they're reading." Okay, thank you, Dean. That's your joke, but I don't know if that qualifies as actually being part of Speed Jokes. Thanks for sending them in. We're sponsored today by Team Hochberg. We got a joke sent in from Mike Birrell in Bolingbrook and Ted Klatfelter listening to us in Phoenix, Brian Pentekoff in Gurney and Bob Jakeaway in Rockford, Illinois, Larry Duransky's in Chicago, and James Wing sent a joke from Niles, Michigan. Father Ron did too. That's Father Ron at St. Bede Abbey and Academy in Peru. Bill Longton writes to say, "This is my first submission. My wife listens to your joke segment daily. My name on your radio show would shock her. She already teases me about attending grade school and junior high with Steve Bertrand. Thank you, Bill Longton." Somewhere there's a Mrs. Logston going, "Wait, what? What just happened?" Dave Browning in Hammond, Indiana sent us a joke. Tom from Palos Heights and Bill in Schererville, Indiana. Joe Patch, Corona, California, thank you. And Mike Rakowski, the champion, Block Party Chili Cook-Off, sent a joke too. Hey, Andy, Hooters is rolling out a new home delivery service.
What are they calling it?
Knockers. I watched a documentary on marijuana last night, which is probably how I'm going to watch all of the documentaries from now on. What do you get when you cross a pig with a centipede, bacon and legs? I'm confused if Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head are now gender non-specific. Will there be no more tater tots? I just heard the hardest part of making skimmed milk is bouncing the cow across the top of a lake. I asked my wife what women really want, and she said a tent of lovers.
A tent of lovers?
I don't know. Maybe it was a tent of lovers. I really wasn't listening. An American, a Frenchman, a Spaniard, and a German were all attending a Zoom meeting. The supervisor said, "Can everyone see me okay?" To which they answered, "Yes.
We.
See.
Yeah."
Maybe that joke's better in print. Maybe it's not a joke.
That was good.
Thank you for sending it in. You know how politicians pay for their airfare, right? They cash in their frequent liar miles. at the end of the physics lecture, I asked my professor what happened before the Big Bang, and he said, sorry, no time.